I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. Coping with scary medical news is a challenge at any age. There's the inevitable uncertainty and the possibility that our imaginations will run wild with worry. And there's something especially poignant when that challenge lands in the lap of a child who's on the cusp of adolescence. Fortunately, many children are remarkably hardy and wise in the face of this sort of adversity. That's certainly the case with 13-year-old Sebastian Dobron.
I never felt like I had to hide something before. It was winter break, and I was having the time of my life. I didn't know my life was about to take a dramatic turn. One morning, I woke up. It was everywhere. Everywhere, except my head. Hair stuck to my face and chest, all over. The pillowcase looked like it was covered with a toddler's etchings. It looked like a dog had shed everywhere. What was happening? I got up and looked in the mirror and didn't recognize the boy reflecting back. 80% of the hair on my head was gone. The night before, I was a normal 12-year-old, confident in my looks. I couldn't stop the tears from flowing. I cried that day, and the next, and the next. My parents searched for answers. Is it Crohn's? Lupus? Is it terminal? What's going on with our baby? My siblings pretended like nothing was wrong. Strangers would give me empathic stares. Look at the poor boy with cancer. Look, Mommy, that boy has no hair, still echoes in my mind. It was the first time I'd been isolated from others for a deficit rather than an accomplishment. Next came a series of tests. At first, losing my hair tested me emotionally. But once the test started, it became a test of how much pain I could endure. Dermatologists, endocrinologists, gut doctors, holistic doctors. It's gluten, it's medication, it's stress, it's dairy, it's puberty, it's gastro, it's fate. Take these vitamins. No, take these. It's just 120 needles in the head, just a little bit more blood work. Rub this cream on, try that shampoo. Take your probiotics. Tell me how you really feel. Do yoga, meditate, eat more carrots. And by the way, it's just hair. Really? Just hair? I believe in perseverance. This will make me stronger. I thank my parents who have had no limits in their quest to help me get through this. I thank my siblings who don't call attention to my hair even in fits of anger. I thank my friends who support me without hesitation. I thank my school, Gordon, which changed the hat policy and added one to the athletic uniform just for me. I thank my teachers for sticking with me even when I doubted myself. With my newfound ability to empathize, and not just sympathize, with people who face differences, I believe in me.
Sebastian Dobron will be entering the 8th grade at the Gordon School in East Providence. He lives with his family in Barrington. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Frederick Reamer.